This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Mark Perkins Carrillo, Chief Nursing Informatics Officer at Moffitt Cancer Center. Mark, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Laura.
Now, I know we've got a lot to talk about, and certainly excited to hear more about what you're doing at Moffitt Cancer Center. I know there's some really exciting things happening with innovation within the cancer care space, and so looking forward to that. But before we dive into the broader discussion, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. So I've been with Moffitt for about 5 years now. I started my career at a very young age, and I started out at the lowest level of a certified nursing assistant. And I've worked my way all the way up. And so I have now been a nurse almost 30 years. My career has spanned anything from nursing home or SNF, critical care, emergency room, outpatient, med surg, just about everything. I didn't deliver too many babies, but I did in the emergency room deliver one or two. But my work history has been across the United States, which I think really gives me a greater insight than someone who's stayed in one location all the time, because I've been experiencing a lot of different things.
Oh, wow, that's fascinating. What a great breadth of experience and career. I think, like you mentioned, being able to have those different experiences and certainly bring them into new roles and facilities can make a big difference. I'm wondering, after having worked in so many places across the US, do you have a kind of sweet spot for any of them, or was there a location or a particular role within the nursing spectrum that, you really is close to your heart?
Well, I mean, of course, I have to say I love being at Moffitt, but no, there, I would say that, I've worked in Hawaii, I've worked in California, I've worked in some really wonderful places. I don't know that any one of them stand out of, oh, I have to go back, but always open to, where life leads us, right? We should be, at least anyway.
I love that. It's such a great way to put it. And certainly the opportunity to, grow and develop within your career can come in many different ways and in shapes and sizes. And so being open, I think, is such a great way to approach it. Now, can you tell me about your most successful project from the last year or two? What did you do and how did you measure the results?
Wow, the last year has been a whirlwind of change for us. So we were very lucky to open a brand new hospital. Not very many organizations get to say they open a complete brand new from the ground up hospital, but we just did, and it's a smart hospital. It's surgery based only. We spent about 2 years mapping out our current workflows from the clinical informatics side, especially. We really worked on those workflows. What do we do now? What are we going to change? And why do we need to even change? Is there something that we could do better in our new location? I think that this implementation of all these digital attributes are really going to be time-saving for nursing and for the other clinical staff, of course. But we implemented our digital door signs that now alert you immediately to whether or not a patient is on isolation. Within cancer care, that's really important, because a lot of times it's not about protecting the staff, it's actually protecting the patient. So we can do that instantly with orders. And back in the day, I'm sure most of our listeners will remember this, is we used to take a piece of paper and stick it on the door. And so you had to wait on someone to get that sticker and get all of those things together and put it on the door. So there was opportunities for people to go in without actually knowing that they shouldn't. Now we're protecting our staff and our visitors a lot faster. The other thing that we did in these rooms is we put in a digital whiteboard. I'm sure most everyone remembers walking in and writing your name on the board as the nurse and putting your telephone number and then updating all that information over and over and over every single day. And we now have digital whiteboards that actually update from our charting, from our orders, and it's all integrated with our electronic health record. And so it's just so much easier to get some of these things to do. And when you ask about how do we measure our results, it's hard to measure, what kind of success did you have, but the best success I think that we could have measured was on day three, our clinical leadership came to us and said, "Wow, things are going really good. Maybe we should consider closing the command center." Now, I'll tell you, I was adamantly opposed to cl closing that command center at least for 1 week, but we did close it after only a single week. And I've been through many implementations, and those command centers don't close in a week. So I think we did something right there.
That's an amazing story, and certainly, so impressive to have from the clinical leadership team such faith after a week that, they can really make a difference in, like you said, close the command center and get into a space where people really feel comfortable and confident, going into the rooms it seems like it made such a big difference.
I think so. I think it was huge.
That's amazing to hear. Well, it really cool, especially to think about how you're making a difference for the clinical team, because I know so many organizations are dealing with, nurses and doctors and clinical staff who are understaffed or, challenges with burnout and those kinds of things. And so being able to take away some of that, the, I guess, repetitive tasks, I can imagine was really helpful.
Absolutely.
Now, looking ahead, what are some of your top priorities for the next 12 months or so?
So Laura, you really kind of touched on something. You said you talked about the burnout and the fact that people are leaving healthcare. And I think that that is one of our big concerns is, of course, burnout. But with burnout and people leaving, you've got to replace them. And so you have so many new graduate RNs that are coming in. And so my big two priorities is patient throughput and ensuring that the largest not these large numbers of new graduate nurses feel supported in their nursing units. So I'm really partnering with our Chief Nursing Officer, Kelly Gonzalvo, and we're designing and implementing some of our smart we're implementing a smart operations center. And what does that really look like? It's really hard to explain, but sometimes the way I like to say is it's kind of this central hub to understand how the patient flow is going to work. And so they'll focus on appropriate and timely discharges, freeing up those bed spaces for new admissions. They're also going to house our virtual nursing program, which will act as eyes in the sky for monitoring declining patient status and serve as a mentor for those new graduate or less experienced nurses on the units. So those are our really big two focuses for right now from a nursing standpoint. We have many, many, many projects here at Moffitt, but these two are really near and dear to my heart because so many patients need cancer care and they can't get in because we can only serve so many people. And we're really trying to figure out how do we serve more patients who really need that life-saving care.
Absolutely. I think that's such an important point, and definitely being able to provide that kind of care and the close support to patients is vital. And I just really appreciate you talking about how the nurses, in especially supporting some of the newer nurses or those who are early on in their career, can make a huge difference. I know entering the workforce in the last couple of years it has been a unique experience amid COVID and then after. So, from your perspective, is there anything additional or unique that you've done to attract nurses or really strengthen the workforce as these nurses really enter into the space and want to become a bigger part of Moffitt going forward?
So that would be a better question for our CNO. I do know that they are partnering with universities to help attract the smartest and the best candidates to us first. And but I am not really privy to all of the efforts that they're doing on recruiting. I will just say from an informatics standpoint, recruiting is always hard. We have really high standards to be an informaticist at Moffitt, and getting those really talented people in is really important. One of the things that we have, and I believe we're probably one, if not only the only one in the nation, is we have a trainee program for informaticists. So we bring in nurses who have a desire to be an informaticist, and over the 2 years, we train them to be informaticists. We have some strict guidelines on how to get in and everything, but it's an amazing program. We were just published on that. And so I think that's a huge way of attracting new people is having these kind of internships.
Absolutely. That's great to hear. And I know technology in that informaticist role, it seems like has really gained a lot of traction in the last couple of years. And now with AI and artificial intelligence really becoming more and more part of the healthcare system, it's just really cool to have that opportunity, especially at a place like Moffitt. Now, how do you anticipate your role and teams will change in the next year or two?
Wow. I mean, just like the rest of healthcare, my role is constantly changing. I continue to step further and further away from the daily operations and to focus on really long-term strategy of where the organization and where technologies are driving us, that will help really make patients' care much better. I think that as a top-notch cancer center, we have an obligation to maintain that. And as the world changes and the technologies change, we have to evolve with that. Our care will always be high quality, but how do we deliver it differently? And I think that's where we're really struggling to figure out how to keep up, because every day, I mean, I can't tell you every day when I read a Becker's article how many times the word the letters AI is in it. So we're continuing to grow. We're expanding our size. And that seems odd for a lot of organizations, is why are you increasing? But you hit it. Technology is not just out of the box, and it just doesn't fit into your workflow. And so you need someone that can help convey what the organization needs and then manipulate either the software or manipulate the workflow to make things work together. Also, we're growing in size. Moffitt is expanded. Like I just said, we just opened a new hospital. We have two what we call MACs or Moffitt Ambulatory Centers that will be opening over the next 2 years. And so we're just growing. Our footprint's growing. So those people need support out there, and clinical informatics is that support that they need.
That's amazing to hear. Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been such a fun and interesting discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me again.